There are many different ways in which one might explain what tuge actually is. It's often linked to coziness and comfort, but also to friendship and togetherness, ritual and tradition. And really, it's hard to put into words what tuge means. Like love or happiness, we struggle to describe it, but we know it when we feel it. It's the essence of safety and comfort, or the magic of the holidays you experienced as a child. It's like listening to a thunderstorm from the comfort of your bed with freshly laundered sheets. Like a familiar scent that stops you in your tracks and reminds you of a loved one. Or a taste of the delicious pie your grandmother always makes. It's a sense of being home, no matter where you are. One might describe a particularly cozy looking living room as being hugely or hugge-like. You can use the word to describe a lovely scarf, a family recipe, or a particularly nice candle. And yet, it's also something that can be done. You can reminisce about your wonderful weekend and the hugely time that was had by all. The written word can be traced back to the 1700s, at a time when Denmark and Norway were part of a union. As a spoken word, its roots run far deeper. Examining these roots can help to establish a better understanding of what tuge truly means. In terms of etymology, hugge can be linked to older words, meaning to embrace, to give courage or comfort, and to think or consider. The modern word used today is typically translated as coziness. So whilst its precise origin is unknown, a combination of these paints a clearer picture. Hugge is a feeling of comfort, physical, mental, and emotional. It's a time to be mindful, thoughtful, and considerate of those around you, as well as yourself. Hugge feeds your sense of well-being, like a loving hug from an old friend. Being that it's linked to the enjoyment and traditions of each individual, it's entirely possible to experience hugge year-round. One might feel it in July, at a potluck barbecue with friends and family, or at the dinner table in October as you share the events of your day over a homemade pumpkin soup. You might feel it in April, as you stand at a window and watch the rain fall outside. Or in January, as you settle in for your monthly movie night with friends. But hugge is most commonly associated with the winter season. After all, it's during this chilly and festive time that so many of us celebrate the rituals and traditions that evoke feelings of warmth and comfort. It's during the holidays that we create the kind of magical experiences that live on in our memories. And it's through this period, too, that we tend to seek out our creature comforts the most. when days are short and the temperatures are icy. There's nothing quite like the pleasure of a warm blanket and a cup of hot chocolate.